USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will review President Trump's efforts to exclude immigrants from census counts. If allowed, the policy would shift both political power and funding away from regions with large illegal immigrant populations. Can a toy gun cost a child's life?
A teenage boy was shot and killed, and another is being questioned after an incident east of Houston. The shooting happened at about 2 o'clock Friday morning. A 911 caller said he arrived at an apartment to meet a woman he met online when two young males approached him, armed with what appeared to be a rifle. The man thought he was being robbed, so he drew and fired his weapon, then fled and called 911. The surviving teen tried saving his friend with CPR. Deputies and paramedics assisted, but the teenager did not survive. The weapon the teens had was actually a toy rifle made to resemble an AR-15. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Deputies say the surviving teen is uncooperative. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had a very serious bout with COVID-19. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
If you're going to be anywhere near people, wear a mask. And fellas, there's a bonus. You won't need to shave as often. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A joint European and Japanese spacecraft just used the planet Venus as a space break. This critical maneuver took place Wednesday night and now continues to its final destination, orbiting Mercury within the next 5 years. Jeremy Wilkes on Good Morning Europe maps out its course.
The problem is that you need an awful lot of fuel if you want to go there directly, and they want to have an awful lot of science instruments on board, so they go the most economical route possible. They go 7 billion kilometres. They go around Venus, they go around the Earth, they go 6 times around Mercury before they can break into position. The reason is that you basically need to slow down, watch out for the sun, which of course has a huge amount of gravity. You can kind of fall into the sun. I'm simplifying here, but really that's the complication that they face.
The spacecraft Bepi Colombo is 2 spacecraft in one and will separate once in Mercury's orbit. Johannes Bangkok from the European Space Agency tells Good Morning Europe some of the challenges they're facing.
One special thing about Mercury, that it is a very fast rotating planet around the Sun. And so on one hand, we are braking against Sun's gravity, but on the other hand, we have to speed up our spacecraft that we fly together with Mercury. And when we are there, then we can put our 2 orbiters in the dedicated orbits to do their best for science.
The 2 spacecraft built in Europe and Japan will primarily survey the planet's geology, evolution, and magnetic field. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.